हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। एनिवे, उपोद्घातभाष्यम्। यस् सीङ्ग् नौ out of Podgatha Bhasham, we are just entering into the Bhasham on the verses of Bhagavad Gita. The first chapter, Arjuna Vishada Yoga, consisting of 46 verses. Only presents the emotional state of Arjuna. It's a study. The whole behavioral study is done by Shankara Bhagavatpada. And this specific behavior of Arjuna, his speech, expression of his mind, and the physical behavior, all that showed Arjuna being afflicted by the disease of samsara, severely afflicted by the disease of samsara, with the symptoms of ragaha, shokaha, and mohaha, caused by the ignorance, caused by ignorance, Atma Jnanam. So we understood yesterday how self-ignorance is the root cause of human miseries. And this ignorance has no beginning. We have to understand ignorance itself separately. Ignorance is not something bad or wrong. But ignorance is something which is naturally there. Ignorance of anything is very natural, beginningless. So ignorance of the very truth is very natural. And ignorance of the truth is in the form of ignorance of the very truth of I. When I say ignorance of the truth of I, what does it mean? Because I, when you hear the word I, it is only a first person singular pronoun, which is a word which is already expressed. So ignorance of the truth of the I here means before even this word I, the first person singular pronoun becomes expressed to refer to oneself, this word I already must have been in the form of a thought, which is called I cognition. Aham pratyayaha. Aham pratyayaha. Aham pratyayaha means I cognition. Aham. Aham pratyayaha. I cognition. If this I cognition does not rise, it cannot become expressed as a word. So, ignorance of the truth of I means ignorance of the truth of this I cognition. Knowledge. And this I can have another vrittihi. Aham asmi. Aham pratyayaha. Add one more. Aham asmi. I am. This I am, before it becomes expressed as a sentence, it is in the form of a knowledge. The knowledge is in the form of a thought. Vrittihi. Vrittignanam. Vrittignanam. Vrittignanam means knowledge which is in the form of a thought. So we should remember always, any word is expression of knowledge which is already there in the form of a thought. If there is no thought, it cannot become expressed as a word. So this knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am obtaining in the form of a thought raises, exists, resolves. Raises, exists, resolves. When this knowledge I, the I cognition rises, it is said to be waking state of the mind. If this knowledge resolves and remains as ignorance, whenever the knowledge which rises resolves, there is ignorance. So knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am is there. The mind is functional mind. Then the state of the mind is waking state of the mind. And the waking state of experience is possible. Then the external world also shines. And the same knowledge, I am, knowledge of self-existence, which rises in the form of a thought, when it resolves, there is ignorance of the existence of oneself. So knowledge of existence of oneself, ignorance of existence of oneself. When the knowledge resolves, there is ignorance. When the knowledge rises, the ignorance rises, there is knowledge. Therefore, the two states of mind are nothing but two states of experience. Nothing but two conditions. Knowledge of self-existence and ignorance of self-existence. Therefore, ignorance of self-existence is there. Naturally, it is not created anadihi. When there is ignorance of self-existence, when you do not know your own existence, you do not know, of course, what you are also. Therefore, ignorance is total. You do not know the existence of the world also. Ignorance is total. It's called Purna Jnanam, Purna Vidya. And this total ignorance is natural. It's also beginningless, anadihi. Therefore, we need not feel guilty or bad about having ignorance, being ignorant. So this knowledge which rises is said to be vrittignanam. Vrittignanam. But what is self-ignorance now? Ignorance is, what is this knowledge of self-existence? What is this vritti jnanam? Where does it rise? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? We do not know. We only know, we can say, every one of us can say, I know I am. I know I am. So, there is knowledge of self-existence. We also know there's a time there is ignorance of self-existence. So, this knowledge comes and goes. This knowledge of self-existence comes and goes. This knowledge of self-existence which comes and goes in the form of a thought, rises in the form of a thought, resolves as ignorance, rises in the form of a thought, resolves as ignorance. It comes and goes. So where does it come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? It goes and comes, goes and comes, means it resolves and comes back. It is beginningless. It doesn't become destroyed forever. It's always there. It goes, comes. Goes, comes. Means the source from where it rises, the source of this knowledge, from where it rises, must be knowledge. Must be always there. For it to rise from there, again, to go back and resolve there, the source of it must be already there, always there. What is that source of knowledge? Arivin utri edu. What is that source of knowledge? From where this knowledge rises, from where this knowledge results, we do not know. This ignorance of source of the knowledge of self-existence, from where it rises, from where it resolves, from where it exists, is said to be self-ignorance, atma ajnanam. This atma ajnanam is beginningless. Atma ajnanam is naturally there. Because this atma ajnanam is naturally there, in the mind, actually, this mind is associated with, for the mind to be functional, for it must be associated with a body, a physical body, which is an abode of enjoyment. Mind is internal instrument of knowledge. It is associated with the external instruments of knowledge, such as sense powers. We have 5 different subtle sense powers, which are external instruments of knowledge. This antahkaranam, inexplicably subtlest material phenomenon called antahkaranam. We can only understand mind in terms of its functions. We cannot locate, draw, picturize, describe how the mind is. But we can understand there is mind, antahkaranam, and is involved in 4 different functions. In keeping with the functions, the thoughts which constitute the antahkaranam is given, differentiated as with the 4 different names also. So this knowledge of self-existence is the first and the foremost of the thoughts. Without which no other thought can rise. So all other thoughts which form the antahkaranam can be there only if this first and the foremost of the thoughts is there. In terms of I am. Therefore, knowing the source of this one thought, one cognition itself, knowing the source of all the thoughts, from where these thoughts rise, from where these thoughts resolve, where the thoughts exist, we can understand. So knowing the truth of one particular vritti jnanam is knowing the truth of the entire mind. And knowing the truth of the entire mind is knowing the truth of the entirety of the universe. And knowing the truth of the entirety of the universe is knowing the absolute. That is why the knowledge of the truth of the universe is said to be absolute knowledge, which is nothing but knowledge of one's own self. So this knowledge is only half knowledge. Knowledge of self-existence, only half knowledge. We do not know that there is ignorance further, that we do not know this. Therefore, the self-ignorance being there and the physical body being there, mind being associated with this given physical body. How the mind is associated with physical body? We have no clue. Given mind is endowed with a given physical body. Of course, Shastram says it is the karma which determines this assumption of this body with the given parentage, etc. We'll be understanding later on in detail. How Parabdha works, etc. We'll see later on. But anyway, this physical body is there. Therefore, there's no distance between, physical distance between body and the mind. And there's no physical distance between the vritti jnanam, the jnanam which rises, which manifests in the vritti. There's no distance between even the source of knowledge manifests also. There's no distance. There's no physical distance. But still, this mind is, the mind being not distant from the physical body, the mind, the essence in the body is identified with body, mind, the senses, sense organs, organs of actions, even the physiological functions. All these subtle and gross forms which constitute the body, which constitute the individual. Sukshma shariram, sthula shariram, karana shariram. Their ignorance is natural, which is said to be the karana shariram, which we experience in deep sleep state, the total ignorance. And subtle aspects, jnanindriyani, karmindriyani, pranaha, antahkaranam, the various thoughts, thought modifications, and the physical body. So this I sense is identified with all these material, gross and subtle material aspects which constitute the individual. So every individual human being is a composite of all these aspects. Not just, when you say tree is not just the trunk. Tree is not just the roots. Tree is not just the big branches with the leaves. But without any one part also, there cannot be a tree. Tree means all these different aspects together constitute a tree. A tree is a composite of various parts. Similarly, individual human being is a composite of gross body, subtle body, subtle aspects within the physical body, invisible subtle powers, 10 powers, physiological functions, then again much subtler, inexplicably subtlest material stuff called antahkaranam, and there is knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. All this constitute an individual. And this I sense is distinct, like how root is part of the tree, but root is distinct, though not distant. The root of the tree is distinct from the entire tree, all other parts. Root is not the tap root of the tree, is not the trunk, not the branches, not the leaves, not any part of the tree. But still, it is not distant from the tree. The same way here. Distinct, but not distant. Similarly here, this I sense also is distinct from this individual, physical, material aspects. At the same time, distinct from this material aspects. Then the tree example, the root also is the same material aspect. But here, this I sense is knowledge, which is not distant, but distinct from all these aspects which constitute an individual. And as ignorance being there, this I sense is identified with this, all these aspects. And then it's mistaken to be what? The body is taken to be I sometimes. All these aspects are taken to be I. Looked upon as meaning of the word I. This is what is said to be adhyasaha. Ajnanam results in adhyasaha. Is erroneous self-perception. Mistaking anything and everything other than the self for what it is. What it is not. So the adhyasaha results in adhyaropaha. Adhyaropaha is the attributes, dharmas, limitations, the problems of body, mind, sense complex are superimposed upon this I. Because you mistake it for I. Adhyaropaha. Then naturally, adhyaropaha alone as results in the ahankaraha. Erroneous notion one has about oneself. See, I am is knowledge. Knowledge of self-existence. Any attribute added to I am becomes ahankaraha. What is ahankaraha? Aham asmi iti jnanam is iti jnanam. But any attribute added to I am becomes ahankaraha. We say I am is knowledge of self-existence. I am fat, I am thin, I am tall, I am sick, I am intelligent. Anything add, that added attributes converts theology into ahankaraha. What's ahankaraha? Erroneous notion one has about oneself. We say I am the doer, I am enjoyer, I am performer. Anything you add to, anything and everything you add to I am becomes a wrong notion you have about yourself. Erroneous notion one has about oneself becomes ahankaraha. This ahankara is because of ajnanam is the moola karanam. Adhyasaha and adhyaropaha together become what? Samipa karanam. Then what happens? Immediate cause. The ahankara alone is results in the fundamental problem of sense of incompleteness, sense of inadequacy, sense of limitation, sense of unhappiness, sense of insignificance centered on I. And it is this fundamental problem contributes for the rising of fundamental desire, and the fundamental desire alone crops out as countless number of desires for countless number of things. So we can see in this order how ajnanam being the cause, moola karanam, for all this desire any number of desires, a fundamental desire, and how the ahankara, adhyasaha, adhyarupaha, all of them become the reason. The root cause is ignorance. This is what Bhagavan is going to establish here. So ignorance is the root cause. And this erroneous self-perception alone results in, yesterday we saw that sneha. I'm not going to go to the details now. I'll stop in this context and I'll tell you. Sneha, some sort of emotional entanglement with things, people, situations associated with the body. And sneha, there comes the attachment, the problem of ragaha. Dependence upon anything and everything for one's happiness and security, including people. So here, this ragaha becomes shokaha. Ragaha contributes for shoka, and because of shoka, there is mohaha. And what will be the consequence of having the symptoms of ragaha, shokaha, mohaha, the symptoms of the disease of ignorance? What will be the consequence? That's what we're going to see here in this lesson now. Again, the battle was happening between Duryodhana, Dhartarashtras and Pandavas. Dhartarashtraha and Pandavaha, all of them are from the same Kuru Vamsha, Kuru clan. All of them are Kauravaha. Kuru Vamshiyaha, Kauravaha, Eva, Pandavaha, Dhartarashtraha. But between the people of same clan, okay, the two different parentage, Pandavaha and Dhartarashtraha, there is a battle. Pandavaha are Ajnayinaha. Dhartarashtraha also were Ajnayinaha. Pandavaha also Ajnayinaha. Dhartarashtraha also were Ajnayinaha. An important lesson. What is the difference between Pandavaha and Dhartarashtraha? We say the battle was between Dharma and Adharma, which means Pandavas, later on we're going to understand, Pandavaha shifted their dependence from the world to Bhagavan for their happiness and security. Whereas Dhartarashtraha had their dependence only upon world for their happiness and security. This is the difference. An important lesson is what? Pandavaha shifted their dependence from the world to Bhagavan for their happiness and security. Still Ajnayinaha, still they were dependent. Whereas Dhartarashtraha were dependent only on world for their happiness and security. Arthakamaha. Pandava shifted their dependence to Bhagavan, means they were dependent on Dharma for their happiness and security. That is the difference. When they shifted their dependence from the world to Bhagavan in terms of Dharma, order for their happiness and security, they were able to tap abundance of Bhagavan's grace, that finally they could become victorious. And what is becoming victorious? Becoming victorious means being blessed with the wisdom, being blessed with the knowledge. And being blessed with the wisdom, blessed with the knowledge means in knowledge we become self-dependent. There is self-dependence in knowledge, in wisdom, which is freedom. So, Pandavas were eligible for becoming self-dependent, for becoming independent. So Pandavas became independent. Pandavas were self-dependence, which is freedom. In self-dependence, there is freedom. In dependence, there is bondage. But it is not easy to shift the dependence from the world to the self overnight. So always the shift has to happen gradually. We have to gradually shift the dependence from the world to Bhagavan, which is being dependent on Dharma for one's happiness and security. Then thereby we can tap abundance of Bhagavan's grace. And the grace will further shift us from Bhagavan to one's own self by way of blessing us with knowledge. In jnanam, there is self-dependence, independence, which is freedom. Mokshaha, there is fullness, there's completeness. Purnam jnanam. In half ignorance, we are world dependent. By a choice, we can choose to be world dependent, we can choose to be God dependent. God dependent or world dependent. Duryodhana and all his brothers, Dhartharashtraha, were world dependent. Their dependence was only on Arthakamas, whereas Pandavas were sharp enough, intelligent enough to shift their dependence from the world to Bhagavan in the form of universal, natural, moral law and order. So they surrendered their will to Bhagavan in the form of Dharma. Therefore, they could tap grace always. The grace conferred upon them culminated in the form of being blessed with wisdom and knowledge, wherein even dependence becomes shifted even from Bhagavan to one's own self. Self-dependence is independence, which is moksha. Whereas Dhritarashtranam, Putsans, Sadhartharashtraha, they continue to remain there itself. This is the understanding we need to have from this first chapter. And Arjuna expresses his that God dependence, being dependent on Bhagavan by way of asking for jnanam and seeking grace and seeking the teaching. Now, Bhagavan has no choice, had only teach, because teaching alone will help him shift his dependence from Bhagavan to the self, where one is totally independent. Therefore, and see here, so Shankaracharya writes in this first, Shoka mohadi, samsara bija bhuta dosha udbhava karana pradarshanarthatvena vyakyaya grantha. Yesterday explained this sentence. All those verses up to the 10th verse of the second chapter. We can say even to a verse before that also. The 8th verse of the second chapter, the teaching is samsarasya karanam. What is samsaraha? Helplessly, we are caught up in this beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, not knowing the reason, how we were born, why we were born, and why we had to go through what we are going through, not knowing anything, is simply drowned in this ocean of samsara. And the root cause of this is self-ignorance. It's partial self-ignorance. Partial self-ignorance. Not knowing what this I is, where does it come from, where does it resolve. Not knowing the source of knowledge of self-existence is self-ignorance. Because of this ignorance, one has to go through this samsara, fraught with this symptoms, the problems of ragaha, shokaha, mohaha. This portion must be explained to understand this problem of samsaraha. Tatahi Arjunena Rajya Guru Putra Mitra Suhrut Swajana Sambandhi Bandhaveshu Aham Etesham Mama Ete Iti Evam Pratyaya Nimittas Neha Vichedadi Nimittau Atmanaha Shokamoho Pradarshitau. We understood this much, we have seen already. The Shokaha and Mohaha have been pointed out, brought to light as the problems caused by ragaha. And ragaha is because of erroneous self-perception caused by self-ignorance. Okay. The new lesson. And this shoka moha alone is grief and delusion caused by self-raga. Raga because of erroneous self-perception caused by self-ignorance alone is expressed in his lamentations. Katham bhishma maham sankhye dronam cha madhusudana ishubhif pratiyotsyami pojarha varisudana. O Krishna, Harisudana, Madhusudana, how shall I fight against my own teacher, Bhishma, Drona, etc., my revered grandfather, my revered teacher? You know, how shall I fight against them in this battlefield with arrows, etc.? When he says, it sounds really, he is correct. He is not wrong. But still, in the battlefield, having come to the battlefield to protect dharma, to fight against adharma, then in doing one's duty, one should not have any confusion. The confusion is mohaha, because of the grief. And the grief is because of the attachment. So, shoka moha bhyam. Now he says the consequence of being affected by these symptoms. Consequence of being the victims of these symptoms of the disease of ignorance. What is the consequence? Shoka moha bhyam, this is a new lesson, today's lesson. Shoka moha bhyam, Abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha. Abhibhutam viveka vijnanam yasya. Saha abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha. Abhibhutam means conquered, overpowered, defeated. What has been overpowered now? Viveka vijnanam, discriminative knowledge of what is right and what is wrong. What is appropriate and what is inappropriate is viveka vijnanam. This viveka vijnanam has been completely, totally overpowered, abhibhutam. Overpowered by what? Shoka mohabhyam. Shokena mohena shoka mohabhyam abhibhutam. What? Viveka vijnanam. Viveka vijnanam discriminative knowledge has been overpowered by grief and delusion. And the person whose discriminative knowledge has been overpowered by grief and moha, shoka and moha, he is abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha. Such a person who cannot think now, who cannot think correctly, who cannot make right decisions, who cannot, because he does not know what is appropriate, what is inappropriate. Therefore, abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha, what does he do? Swataha eva kshatra dharme yuddhe pravruttaha api. Here, abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha is Arjunaha. Who is Arjuna here? Arjuna is the one who is abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha. Today I had to repeat certain things in the beginning because the very first class, very initial stage. Therefore, I had to repeat. And as we go ahead, I will not be repeating those things. But now understand, abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha, here is Arjuna. Arjuna is the one whose discriminative capacity has been overpowered. Thereby what happens? Swataha eva kshatra dharme yuddhe pravruttaha api. Pravruttaha api. Even though Arjuna was involved, engaged, in what? Yuddhe, in the battle. What is battle? Kshatra dharmam. The duty of a kshatriya. Swadharma. His own duty of a kshatriya. Kshatra dharmaha means kshatriyasya dharmaha. Kshatra dharmaha. Swataha eva. Nobody needed to tell Arjuna, come on, go and fight. Fight against adharma. Protect dharma. Nobody told him because he was himself very conscious of his duty. Initially, Arjuna was very conscious of his own duty. That is why he came happily to the battlefield. Because swataha eva, Arjuna himself was kshatra dharme yuddhe pravruttaha. Arjuna was himself involved, engaged in the battle, which was a duty of a kshatriya. Kshatra dharme yuddhe pravruttaha api swataha eva pravruttaha api still tasmat yuddhatu upararama. He was engaged, he engaged himself, involved himself in the battle, which was his duty as a kshatriya. Still, what happened? Tasmat yuddhate upararama. Upararama means what? Uparatavan. Upararama is equal to uparatavan. He withdrew himself. He withdrew himself from that battle. What happened to him? So, which means now he was not willing to do his duty. The disinterest in doing one's own duty has come. And he is prevented from doing his own duty. So, what is that which prevented him from doing his own duty of being in the right track? What distracted him? What prevented him from doing his duty? Why did he withdraw? Because he withdrew because he became abhibhuta vijnana vivekaha. Abhibhuta vijnana vivekaha abhavat arjunaha. Kena karanena shoka mohabhyam. Because of his grief, because of his completely delusion, he became overpowered by them. So, not being able to think correctly, he did not know what to do. Then he decided to withdraw from his own duty. Though he himself was involved, interested, inclined, engaged in the battle, which was actually due, which is appropriate for him as a kshatriya. स्वतः एव क्षत्रधर्मे युद्धे प्रवृत्तः अपि तस्मात् युद्धात् उपरराम. Now we have to understand, all of us have to understand. This is what we do sometimes. All of us also, we have our own certain prescribed duties. Our own duties as a mother, as a daughter, as a wife, as a student, as a professional, we all have our own duties. Sometimes we become disinterested. We lose interest. We're not intent to do things. That disinterest is because of what? Why you're not enthusiastically, eagerly? No, enthusiastically we are not doing what we are doing. And we are not able to focus on what we are doing. Why? Because dull. Mind is dull. Why it is dull? Viveka Vijnanam is overpowered. Because we all become Abhibhuta Viveka Vijnaninaha. Only when we are not able to, what is to be done, what is right, what is appropriate, it may be a profession, it may be a family duty, it can be individual duty, it may be a duty towards a society, whatever it is. When you are not doing what should be done by you appropriately, there something you feel lethargy because you are dull, mental dullness, intellectual dullness, the sharpness become is not there. So it's grief. That's why grief will prevent you from doing what should be done by you. Kavalai karyate kadukum. Shokamohabhyam abhibhuta viveka vijnanaha swataha kshatradharme yuddhe pravruttaha api tasmat yuddhat upararama. This is the consequence. He withdrew. He got prevented from doing his duty. Okay, if you do not do what should be done by you, your duty, it's a nitya karma. Dhodharma anushtanam comes under the category of nitya karma. Okay, if you do not do what you should be doing, then what happens? Paradharmam cha bhiksha jivanadikam kartum pravavrite. Now, Arjuna was a grihastha, grihastha kshatriya. And a grihastha kshatriya must involve himself in his duty of fighting against adharma, protecting dharma. Instead, paradharmam cha kartum pravavrite. He got himself ready to do something which is not his duty, the duty pertaining to others, people of other ashramas, of other varnas. Paradharmam. Tannudaiya kadamai allada mattraduvai seivadarkum. He gets ready. Paradharmam cha kartum pravavrute. See, not only the shoka moho, not only did they prevent you from doing your own duty, what should be done? It contributes for you to be involved in what should not be done, what is not your duty, what is others' duty. And Krishna himself is going to say in Bhagavad Gita, paradharmam bhayavaham. Paradharmaha bhayavaha, bhayavaha. Okay, what it means is paradharmam cha. Then, bhiksha jivanadikam kartum pravrute. He gets ready even to do the duty pertaining to people of other people. Also, even to go to the extent of living his life on bhiksha. Bhiksha jivanadikam, etc. Bhiksha jivana adikam kartum pravrute. Adikam means what? Like living like a sannyasi. I don't want. No, the adi shabda stands for what all frustrated thinking we have. I'm not interested in doing this. I don't want. I feel like going away somewhere. I feel like going to an ashram. I feel like running away from this place. I feel like not seeing these people at all anymore. The adi shabda stands for all this. I do not. I don't want to live in this place. I want to move to another place. I want to go to some other place. I don't want to see these people. I don't want to do these things. You know, I wish I can die. What all things come? That's all Adi Shabda. Various confusions, all wrong thinking. So, Paradharmam cha Bhiksha Jivanadikam Kartum Pravavrute. A person gets even ready. Arjuna, he gets ready to do that. Tathacha Sarva Praninam. Now he's talking about generally. Tathacha Sarva Praninam Shoka Mohadi Dosha Avishta Chetasam. Krishna is telling now, Shankaracharya is telling now here, it's not only for Arjuna, this is the problem of all human beings. Sarva Praninam. The word prani literally means any living being. So, animals do not have these problems. Okay? So, we have to exclude them. Only human beings have this problem. Sarva Praninam Shoka Mohadi Dosha Avishta Chetasam. Shoka Mohadi Dosha Avishta Chetasaha means what? The people whose minds are completely, totally overwhelmed with symptoms of the disease of ignorance in the form of attachment, grief, and delusion. Shoka, Moha, Raga, Adi Shabda stands for Raga. And their consequences. Shoka Mohadi Doshaihi Avishtam Chetas Yesham. Shoka Mohadi Dosha Avishta Chetasaha. So people whose minds are overwhelmed with grief and delusion, the defects such as grief and delusion, etc. Swabhavataha eva, naturally, swadharma parityagaha, means what now? Giving up of their own duties, what should be done by them? Swadharma parityagaha. Okay. Withdrawal from one's own duties. Then pratishiddha seva means prohibited service. Prohibited actions. See, the word seva, don't take something as very big. Seva means service. Service means activity. Whatever you do, the work is seva only. Pujya Swamiji, you should say this. Very beautifully explained. Whatever you do is a seva only, the work only. So, whatever money comes to your account is because of Purva Punyam. What you do at present is only nimittam. What you at present you do is an instrumental nimittam for whatever you are enjoying. Instrumental. And for whatever you are enjoying now is the result of what you earned before, the Pura Punya. So, Pratishiddha Seva means what? Prohibited actions. So, naturally, it happens. It happens. Syat, naturally, it happens, the involvement in prohibited actions, unwanted actions, unnecessary actions, and giving up of one's own duties happens naturally for all the people whose minds are overwhelmed with defects such as grief, delusion, etc. Is it clear? Sarva praninam shoka mohadi dosha avishta chetasam. சோகமோகாதி தோஷாவிஷ்ட சேதசம் ஸ்வபாவத்தக ஏவ ஸ்யாத் மீன்ஸ் நிச்சயேன பவதி. ஸ்யாத் மீன்ஸ் நிச்சயேன பவதி. டெஃபினெட்லி தேர் வில் பி திஸ் டிஸ் இன்வால்மெண்ட் இன் ப்ரொஹிபிட்டட் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் அண்ட் கிவிங் அப் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டீஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆல் த பீப்புள் whose minds are overwhelmed with the defects such as grief, delusion, etc. Tathacha, okay. No, swadharme pravruttanam api tesham vang manah kayadinam pravruttihi pala abhisandhi purvika eva சாகங்காராச்ச பவதி. சோ இஃப் அட் ஆல் ஓகே த கன்ஃபியூஸ்ட் பீப்புள் டு நாட் டூ வாட் தே ஷுட் பி டூயிங். ஐ ரிமெம்பர் ஒன்ஸ் பூஜ்ய சுவாமிஜி கேம் டு கோயம்புத்தூர் டு அட்ரஸ் தி ஆடியன்ஸ் சம் ரோட்டரி கிளப் ப்ரோக்ராம். ஹி வாஸ் இன்வைட்டட் சுவாமிஜி வாஸ் இன்வைட்டட் ஆஸ் சீஃப் கெஸ்ட் ஆர் சம்திங் இன் அ ரோட்டரி ப்ரோக்ராம் ஐ திங்க் மெனி மெனி இயர்ஸ் அகோ வென் in a college, in an engineering college in Coimbatore. And Swamiji was very open. See, very nice to be involved in this social organization and doing a lot of good work. The business people meet, Swamiji talked about all the important, what is the benefits of being part of Rotary Club as Rotarian. Very nice. He appreciated everything. How people come together, they can meet each other, people know what they're manufacturing, what they can exchange, how they can help each other in marketing, in manufacturing, things, etc. Swamiji was talking. Very nice. At the same time, some people get involved so much in this public social work to the extent of neglecting their own families. Involved in public work and social service activities. And no time for children, no time for wife, no time for family. And it causes, okay, it's called Swadharma Anushtana Tyagaha, isn't it? Swadharma Parityaga. And Patishiddha Seva also. When you do something at the cost of what should be done by you, then you are involving what? It is Patishiddha Seva. See, social service is not wrong. It's very important. We must involve ourselves in social service activities in order to be a contributor, isn't it? A consumer must be a contributor also. We are helplessly consumers. We must be contributive. But involving oneself in the activities of contribution also, contributive activities also, at the cost of negligence of one's own duties, becomes pratishiddha seva. Understand? Involvement in prohibited activities. Therefore, not only doing Pratishiddha Seva means activities which are against, which are not in conformity with the universal values, of course, are Pratishiddha Karmani, Pratishiddhani Karmani, prohibited actions. So, Pratishiddha Seva means doing anything at the cost of one's own duties also becomes Pratishiddha Seva. So, that's what Bhagavan is saying. Tathacha sarva praninam shoka mohadi dosha avishta chetasam swabhavataha eva swadharma parityagaha bhavati swadharma parityagaha syat pratishiddha seva cha syat. Two things. Okay. Non-performance of one's own duties and involvement in things which are not one's own duties. Involvement in prohibited actions. What it means is sometimes when people are confused, they do not see the value of dharma. And people do not see the value of dharma, compelled and impelled by their own desires, they will involve themselves in actions which transgress the universal values also. This is how people involve themselves in wrong actions. So, Pratishiddha, prohibited actions. Swadharme, pravruttanam api. If at all people, they are involved in their duties, sadharme pravruttanam api tesham, such people who are overwhelmed with, affected by, overpowered by the defects of delusion, grief, etc. They neglect their duties. If at all they involve themselves in their duties, swadharme pravruttaha pravruttanam api tesham vang manah kayadinam pravruttihi. Their engagement or involvement of their speech, mind and body becomes their engagement of speech, mind and body in the activities. It means their engagement of their physical, oral, mental activities becomes pala abhisandhi purvika. Pala abhisandhi purvika means what? Becomes performed with a motive. The specific motive of having only the benefit, enjoyment of results. Pala abhisandhihi. Pala abhisandhi purvika eva, purvika cha sahankara bhavati. It becomes performed with very strong notion, very strong wrong notion, and it becomes performed with the motive of, the motive is only in having the benefit, in having the result, which means result becomes more important. They become attached to the result of action. They become dependent on the result of action for their happiness and security, which means they can go to the extent of abusing their will. They can go to the extent of abusing their will, and they will go against dharma also. Why? Their focus is on the benefit, the result of action. What they want. The result they want is important for them. They do not see how they do their action. Whether the action is in conformity with dharma or not, they do not see. Why? Overpowered by delusion. Swadharme pravruttanam api tesham vang manah kayadinam pravruttihi. Their engagement or involvement of their body, mind and speech definitely becomes pala abhisandhi purvika, becomes focused on the benefit, the result. And also the strong ahankara, sahankara cha bhavati, wrong notion. Tatra evam sati dharma adharma upachayat. So when the focus is always on the benefits, focus always on the results of actions, whatever they do, their focus is on only results, results, results. Which means they are dependent on results for their happiness and security. Their focus is not on mental preparation. Their focus is not on dharma. Of course, you must expect the results. You can do things for results. But you must see that actions are not transgress, actions do not transgress the universal values. The focus must be on mental preparation, but they will not have all that because they are not spiritual people. They are not spiritual people. And they are in this context, we can say they become artha bhaktaha, arthi bhaktaha. They are not jignyasu bhaktaha. They are not mumukshavaha. They are not jignyasu bhaktaha. They are only artha bhaktaha, arthi bhaktaha. Who are artha bhaktaha? Because helplessly overpowered by delusion, helplessly overwhelmed with delusion and grief. Therefore, swadharme pravruttanam api, either they will not involve themselves in their duties. If at all they involved in their own duties, still all the total involvement of their body, mind and speech will be only for the results. Only for the results. Phala abhisandhi purvika eva. And with a strong wrong notion that I should become this, I should achieve this, I should accomplish this, etc. Tatra evam sati. So, such being the case, tat evam sati, what happens? Dharma adharma upachayaha bhavati. Dharma adharma upachayat. Upachayaha means what here? Then, as a result of accumulating punyam and papam, as a result of accumulating punyam and papam, the results of right and wrong actions, what happens? Ishta anishta janma sukha dukkhadi prapti lakshanaha samsaraha anuparataha bhavati. Therefore, samsaraha anuparataha bhavati. Anuparataha means what? Uparataha means withdrawn. Anuparataha means what? Continue to be there. Samsara becomes non-preventable. Samsaraha anuparataha bhavati. Samsaraha becomes non-escapable, non-preventable. Samsara continues to be there. Samsara fraught in the form of, samsara in the form of the attainment of desirable, undesirable, the pairs of opposites. Also birth, janma, sukha dukkhadi, the pairs of opposites such as pleasure, pain, etc. So the samsaraha is in the form of desirable, undesirable, life of desirable, undesirable situations, and repeatedly being born, the janma, and sukha dukkhadi, and having to go through the experience of pairs of opposites, etc. Attainment of the samsara with all these pairs of experience of pairs of opposites, birth, desirable, undesirable situations, etc. This sort of a samsara becomes unavoidable, non-preventable because of the accumulation of punyam and papam as a result of right and wrong actions. For these people, why people continue to remain in samsaraha? Beautifully explained, samsara is explained. Kimartham samsaraha anuparataha bhavati. Why samsara is there continuously? Non-preventable, unavoidable, inevitable. Samsara becomes inevitable, unavoidable, non-preventable for all these people because samsara in this form, the life of transmigration, the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, the life of transmigration, fraught with these birth, death, and pairs of opposites, desirable, undesirable situations, is there due to the accumulation of punyam and papam as a result of right and wrong actions. Because these people, this is how people are functioning. People are living. And why do they live like that? They're helpless. See, we have to understand the helplessness. See, Shastram does not blame anybody. Does not find fault with anybody. Got it? Shastram simply states why people behave like this. helpless. Their minds are overpowered, overwhelmed with grief and delusion. The grief and delusion are because of attachment. Attachment is because of erroneous self-perception. Erroneous self-perception is because of self-ignorance. How self-ignorance retains a person in samsara. That is explained beautifully here. Tatra evam sati dharma adharma upachayat ishta anishta ishta anishta janma sukha dukkha adi prapti lakshana samsara anuparatah bhavati ityatah iti tas atah therefore samsara bija bhutau shoka mohau. So the shoka and moha, grief and delusion, are in the form of the seed of samsara. Tayoho cha sarva karma sanyasa purvakat. Sa sanyasa purvaka purvakat. Atmajnanat. Sanyasa purvakat atmajnanat. Na anyataha nivrittihi. Therefore, what is the solution now? Samsara bija bhutau shoka mohau. Tayoho cha sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atmajnanat na anyataha nivrittihi. So, shoka moha nivrittihi. Tayoho shoka moha yoho nivrittihi. As long as a person has shoka and moha, there will be sanya, samsara. Samsarasya bija, bijau. These two problems, the two seeds which perpetuate, which sustain this samsara, okay, which lends life for samsara, is what? Samsara bija bhutau, the seed of samsara, two seeds of samsara are in the form of grief and delusion. And this tayoho nivrittihi, removal of this grief and delusion, removal of delusion. Delusion has to be resolved. If the delusion becomes resolved, okay, the grief has to be resolved. So attachment must be resolved. For which, what do you need? Error in the perception of the self must be corrected. For which Atmajnanam is the only means. There is no shortcut method. Come for, no, there's a meditation. Come for this meditation. Do this one. Do this exercise. Do this. Do it. Do this. Go here. Whatever you do, there's no solution. Atmajnanat anyataha na nivrittihi. There is no way of resolving. Nivruttihi na. There is no way of resolving other than having Atmajnanam. Atmajnanat anyataha nivruttihi na. Resolving what? Resolving grief and delusion. What are these grief and delusion? Samsara bija bhutau. The resolution of grief and delusion is possible only through Atmajnanam, and is without resolving this grief and without jnanam, there's no way of resolving shokamoha. Without resolving shokamoha, there's no way of escaping this samsara. Samsara bija bhutau shokamohau. Tayoho sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atmajnanat anyataha nanivrittihi. So atmajnanam is the only means of resolving this samsara, symptoms of the disease of samsara, disease of ignorance, along with the disease. Disease can be resolved along with the disease. Symptoms also will become resolved if we have the medicine of Atmajnanam. And the Atmajnanam is possible only if a person becomes committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, to the exclusion of all other pursuits. Sarva karma sannyasa purvakat atmajnanat. Other than attaining atmajnanam, the total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, to the exclusion of all other pursuits, resolving this problem of samsara is not possible. Therefore, what do we need now? Atmajnanam is needed. Tad upadidikshuhu. Who is upadidikshuhu now? Bhagavan Krishna. Is upadidikshuhu. Upadeshtum ichchuhu. Upadidikshuhu. Upadeshtum ichchayasya. Upadeshtum ichchayasya. Saha upadidikshuhu. Upadeshtum iccha upadidiksha. Desire to teach is upadidiksha. Upadidikshuhu yasya upadidiksha asti saha upadidikshuhu. Upadeshtum iccha yasya saha upadidikshuhu. Bhagavan Krishna was desirous of teaching. Bhagavan Krishna had a desire to teach. Impart that knowledge, atmajnanam, tad upadidikshuhu. Tasya atmajnanasya upadidikshuhu. Bhagavan Krishna, as the one who was desirous of imparting that self-knowledge, to whom? To Arjuna. Arjunam nimitti kritya. Having Arjuna as instrumental, sarvaloka anugrahartham. Oh, Bhagavan Krishna taught Bhagavad Gita only to Arjuna because he was in problem. Why should I study? Arjuna had the problem of shloka, raga, moha, shoka. So he has to study Bhagavad Gita. I don't have any problems. I don't need to. Don't think. Bhagavan says the whole jagat, entire humanity, sailing in the same boat of this problem of samsara. Therefore, sarvaloka anugrahartham. Sarvaloka anugrahartham. For blessing the entirety of this world, to bless all people, the entire humanity of all world, the entire world, having Arjuna as instrumental, Arjuna nimitti kritya, Bhagavan Vasudevaha aha. Bhagavan Vasudeva said thus. Bhagavan said, means Bhagavan began his teaching in this manner. Why Bhagavan? Why did he teach? Bhagavan said this. Bhagavan said this means Bhagavan Vasudevaha aha. Bhagavan Vasudeva said this. Means he began teaching. Ashochananvashochastvam prajñavadamscha bhashase gataso nagatasomscha nanushochanti panditaha. Bhagavan started his teaching. Hey Arjuna, Ashochyan tvam anvashochaha, you grieve for those who do not deserve any grief. Prajñavadanacha bhashase, you ought to speak like a wise person, speak the words of wisdom. When he sounded very wise, but he was not. Why? Wisdom and grief cannot go together. Where there is wisdom, there cannot be grief. What is wisdom? Having Atmajnanam is having wisdom. Where there is Atmajnanam, there is wisdom, there cannot be grief. Where there is grief, there cannot be Atmajnanam. He was speaking like a wise person, but he was not wise because he was grieving. He was desperate. He was so confused and deluded and overwhelmed with compassion, grief. So, Prajñavadan bhashase, Bhagavan said, Gata Asun, Agata Asun, people from whom the pranas have gone away. Breath has gone, their Gata Asavaha, Gataha Asavaha Yebhyaha, Te Gata Asavaha, people from whom breath has gone, dead people are Gata Asu, Gata Asavaha. Agata Asavaha, people from whom the breath has not yet gone, people who are still alive, they are Agata Asavaha. Gata Asun, Agata Asun, Panditaha na Anushochanti. Wise people, Panditaha. Why those who have this Atma Jnanam, Atma Jnanaha, Panditaha, wise people, Anna Anushochanti, do not grieve for those who are dead or those who are alive. What does it mean? They do not grieve at all. Wise people do not grieve at all. Because there's no need for them to grieve. Grief is possible only if there is attachment. Grief is possible only if there is attachment. Let me remind you. What is attachment? Dependence upon the world, people, situations, relationships, for anything and everything, for one's happiness and security other than one's own self. So attaching, because they are no more people, or wise people are free from attachment. They are no more dependent because they revel in their own nature of fullness of happiness. People of vision, people of wisdom, jnanis, they know their swarupam being happiness. Therefore, they revel in the fullness of happiness. They enjoy the greatest luxury of reveling in the fullness of their own happiness, nature of happiness. They are dependent. They're self-dependent people. They're independent people. They're free people, liberated people. Therefore, there's no dependence for them. For them, external world is neither the source of happiness, nor can the world cause any unhappiness for them. Because they're independent of the world. Therefore, they don't give room for the world to cause any unhappiness for them. They're not dependent. Then, for them, world is not a source of happiness. For them, the very self is a source of happiness, and they revel in happiness, their own nature of fullness of happiness. So there's no attachment. Therefore, there is no grief. Therefore, there is no delusion also, which means they're free from grief. Panditaha na anishochanti. They do not grieve because they are not dependent. They're independent. That is the meaning. Okay. So he started a teaching before that. Bhagavan was upadidikshu. Bhagavan was desirous of teaching. Sarvaloka anugrahartham, for the sake of conferring his grace upon the entire humanity. For which Arjuna became instrumental. Arjunam nimitti kritya. Nimitti karoti means what? Having somebody as instrumental. Having made Arjuna instrumental for the sake of conferring his grace upon the entire world in the form, in terms of teaching, imparting that knowledge of the self, other than which nothing can help resolving the problems of samsara. Nothing can help one free oneself from samsara. Atma Jnanam is the only means. Sarvaloka anugrahartham. Arjunam nimitti kritya Bhagavan Vasudevaha started teaching Bhagavan aha ashochyan iti ityadi. Now, in that paragraph, it is made very clear why Bhagavan desired to impart this self-knowledge. ஆத்மஜானம் உபதிதிக்ஷு பகவான். கிமர்த்தம்? சர்வலோக அனுகிரகார்த்தம். சோ பகவத்கீதா இஸ் டீச்சிங், பகவத்கீதா டீச்சிங் இஸ் ஃபார் தி என்டையர் ஹியூமனிட்டி. சர்வலோக அனுகிரகார்த்தம் டு. வாட் அ பிளெஸ்ஸிங் டு ஹாவ் டீச்சிங் லைக் திஸ். வாட் அ பிளெஸ்ஸிங். ஒன்ஸ் ஐ ரிமெம்பர் சுவாமிஜி சேயிங், சோ ஃபார்ச்சுனேட். சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் சேஸ் இன் விவேக சூடாமணி, டு பி பார்ன் இன் திஸ் கல்ச்சர், டு பி ஏபிள் டு எக்ஸ்போஸ் திஸ் டீச்சிங், டு ஹாவ் கச் டீச்சிங் ட்ரெடிஷன், டு ஹாவ் திஸ் ட்ரெஷர் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், டு பிளஸ்ட் வித் திஸ் டீச்சிங், ஹவு ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் வி ஆர். சோ இஸ் ரியலி பகவான்ஸ் அனுகிரக, சர்வலோக அனுகிரகார்த்தம். அர்ஜுனம் நிமித்தீ கிருத்திய பகவான் உபதிதிக்ஷு, ஆத்ம ஜானம் உபதிதிக்ஷு. பகவான் வாஸ் டிசைரஸ் ஆஃப் இம்பார்ட்டிங் தி செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் கன்ஃபரிங் இஸ் கிரேஸ் அப்பான் தி என்டையர் ஹியூமனிட்டி, ஹேவிங் அர்ஜுனா அஸ் இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட், ஹேவிங் மேட் அர்ஜுனா இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்டல். பகவான் பிகான் ஹிஸ் டீச்சிங். ஓகே, சோ In Tamil, we have beautiful saying. I repeat always, Nandrum Thidum Pirardara Vara. Whatever we go through in life, all forms of sufferings and afflictions and problems and whatever we have, people, their behavior in the world, everything becomes only nimittam, instrumental. The world is not at all responsible for whatever we go through in our lives. The actions we do or others do. Our behavior, others' behavior. Nothing in the world is responsible for what we go through mentally. The world is only instrumental. People we associate with are only instrumental. The actions others do are only instrumental. Instrumental for what we go through. But sometimes we mistake others' behavior, others' actions to be responsible for what we go through in life. To be frank, of course, what they do might have triggered the pain you what you have in your mind. But they're only instrumental, nimittam. Nimittam only. Our own karma becomes manifested. Anyway, is all moola karanam is why we go through these paths of opposites. Because we have accumulated punya papam. Why we have accumulated punya papam, knowingly or unknowingly, we have done wrong actions, actions which are against dharma. We might have omitted our swadharma. We might have done what we shouldn't have, even right actions also, some appropriate actions also, we might have done as wrong actions. We might have done what shouldn't have been done by us. So, paradharma anushtanam, swadharmat uparamaha, withdrawal from one's own duties, involvement in what others' duties, or involvement in prohibited actions, knowingly or unknowingly. Why we do it? Because we're deluded. Viveka vijnanam becomes overpowered, helplessly. Because of our shoka, we can't say mind is always free from grief. There is shoka, certain degree of shoka. Grief is there. And the grief is because of raga. Where helplessly we have attachment. Attachment is because of helplessness. Grief is because of helplessness. Delusion is because of helplessness. And completely the intellectual sharpness being overclouded is because of helplessness situation. Because all this is because of error in the perception of the self, the world. And that error is because of ignorance of the self. ஆத்ம அஜ்ஞானம் மூல காரணம். ஆத்ம ஜ்ஞானம் இஸ் தி ஓன்லி மீன்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் தத் ஆத்ம ஜ்ஞான தஸ்ய ஆத்ம ஜானஸ்ய உபதிதிக்ஷு பகவான் வாசுதேவஹா அர்ஜுன நிமித்தி கிருத்திய லோகானுகிரகார்த்தம் ஆக அசோச்சான் அன்வசோச்சகா துவம் இதி. ஸோ பகவான் பிகேன் ஹிஸ் டீச்சிங் ஃபார் திஸ் பர்பஸ். வை? ஆத்ம ஜானம் அந்யதா அதர் தேன் ஆத்ம ஜானம் நத்திங் கேன் ஹெல்ப் அஸ் ரிசால்வ் திஸ் சம்சார. The seeds of samsara. The seed of samsara must be resolved for the samsara to be resolved. Okay? The reason for our own behavior, reason for anybody's behavior, we understand. We are all not Mahatmas. Why people go wrong? Why people do things? I don't like the way others behave. Others may not like the way I behave. All our activities, all our actions, all our behavior are expressions of bundles of confusions. Okay? Swami used to say, Swayam confuse, Anyan confuse yati. We are confused and we confuse others also. Helplessly, not intentionally. So understanding this helplessness itself is a blessing. We understand. Okay. So we'll catch up next class. I think we will be entering into the actual Gita Bhashyam class only from next week. Still, we are only analyzing the fundamental problem and the cause of samsara. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.